Bill Halfman is an agriculture agent for UW Extension in Monroe County. He says the biggest problem right now, other than the poor economic situation for farmers, is whether they will see enough warm temperatures this fall.
Now we're starting to run into the situation of, is the crop going to get right before frost or not? If it does, we'll be okay. If it doesn't, it's going to create some problems for the immature grain. The quality of the grain may not be as good. There'll be a lot of wet grain. That comes into more expenses for trying to salvage some value out of it.
But farmers may be in luck. Brad Adams is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in La Crosse. He says temperatures will be above or near normal this fall due to El Nino.
So it shouldn't really affect it in terms of an early frost or anything like that. If anything, I would think the frost could be delayed a little bit this year.
Adams says frost usually hits the southern third of the state in the third week of September, while up north it comes a week earlier. Meanwhile, Halfman of UW Extension says corn and soybeans are 10 to 14 days behind compared to last year at this time. He says late season rains have been pretty good, but we could use another round.
Country-wise, you know, the western corn belt this year's looking really good. The eastern corn belt had more weather problems than the western part of the country did, and that's part of why we're still seeing these large crop reports, is because the western corn belt's kind of carrying things this year.
As for rain, Adams of the Weather Service says it's anyone's guess. Their Climate Prediction Center is forecasting equal chances of above or below normal rainfall from now through November. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.